Raindrops are falling on my head. It's time now for our weekly conservation show here on Q92. Heard every Wednesday morning at this time, featuring news from the Soil and Water Conservation District Office, Black Barrel Yellowbank Clean Water Partnership, Black Barrel County Environmental Office, and more. Now the conservation show for today. And it is my pleasure to have in the studios here today Seth Caduce, Seth from the Lac Parle Soil and Water Conservation District Office. And how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. Good to have you back on the radio here.
Thank you.
We're just looking at the radar. Looks like maybe a little rain in our future here today.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a good thing.
No.
And for everybody.
Can't wait.
All right. We got some things to talk about here today. First off, a couple of special days coming up here. Arbor Day, Earth Day. Tell us about that.
Yes, kind of a busy time. We have Arbor Day coming up on April 28th. It's just some brief history. Started in 1872, considered a tree planting holiday. First observed in 1874, and in that day it was estimated that over 1 million trees were planted in Nebraska on that day.
A lot of trees,
especially in Nebraska. I was kind of surprised by that fact.
You drive across Nebraska and you hardly see a tree, it seems like. So, yeah.
The kind of interesting part about it was they were looking at soil conservation, and a big part of that was planting windbreaks at the time.
Okay. I suppose, especially after the Dust Bowl days and all that kind of thing, they had to get some vegetation going. All right.
And then we have Earth Day coming up on April 22nd. It was actually founded by Senator Nelson from Wisconsin. Who just came across an oil spill in Santa Barbara, California, and then came home to found Earth Day. And it was, in these times, I thought it was very interesting that it was a rare political achievement brought together by Republicans and Democrats.
It kind of took off as a celebration of the earth and being a good steward of the land and all that kind of thing, the air.
Yeah, and it's actually the biggest observed day across the world. Over 1 billion people celebrate it.
Okay. So any special activities going on around here that you know of?
Not that I know of locally.
A lot of times school kids get involved in doing some things. So.
Yeah. I mean, I encourage anybody to just reduce their carbon footprint for the day. You know, whether it's not driving your vehicle or, you know, eating locally sourced food that hasn't been transported across the states. Honestly, I would just take a second to step outside and enjoy nature and enjoy what we're blessed with.
Right. Pick up some trash and little things you can do like that. If you're walking down the street, you see a pop can or a pop bottle laying around, just pick it up. That's doesn't cost you anything. It's good exercise too.
Exactly. I go and walk the local banks of a stream every year and pick up trash and then dispose of it.
Right. Okay. Doesn't take much to do your part. You don't have to do big stuff. Just little things help.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Well, there's some things that producers should be thinking about and preparing for with springtime here, right?
Oftentimes in our office, we're really focused on programs, and I just want to encourage people to come in and, you know, if they observe any problems in their fields, come in and just talk to us and ask us questions. You don't have to come in if it's program-based. We're here to help serve local needs with any conservation issues. And especially right now with crops off, soil exposed, and people biting at the bit to get out in the fields, now is the best time to look at your fields and see any conservation resource issues.
Right, then come in and talk to you about it.
Yeah. I mean, right, we have soil erosion. If you're out in your field, you can have gully erosion, which, again, with bare fields and all the elements, it doesn't take much to move your soil off the field and into the streams. So look for concentrated flow areas, cutting deeper into your soils. These areas can often be addressed simply by planting cool season grass waterways, incorporating no-till situation into your field. And we also, if you see standing water, I've seen a lot of almost lakes in the past few months out there. Sometimes it makes financial sense just to plant grass in those wet areas. By planting grass, you're reducing input costs, focusing your harvest time, on the areas that you're going to get a higher yield out of. And you're also filtering water for your local area and your local water. One thing I've noticed a lot when walking out and checking ditch banks for buffer compliance is bank sloughing. Anytime you have an unstable bank, whether it's from overland flow, increased overland flow, or increased surges from water from upstream tiling coming down your stream, you're going to get an unstable bank, and that's just going to cause your bank to slough into the river, and you're losing the edge of your field and all of your soil that goes with it.
It's not too good for the river either.
No.
Getting a lot of extra sediment in there.
Yep, sediment, and that carries phosphorus, and then right. It opens up for nitrates to easily get in. And simple solutions for that are just filter strips or no-till practices along the edge of your fields.
Okay, nothing necessarily expensive, just a matter of doing it.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. How about any updates on your programs over there?
I know we have, and Michelle is the one who is the pro at this, but we have a new CREP sign-up coming up, and we're still getting information on that. Buffer, we have some new guidance on alternative practices. And with the buffer, especially now, we're limited with our resources in the office. So I encourage people that as this is a law, and it was passed in 2015, and as the due dates come, we have November 1st, 2017 for public waterways and November 1st, 2018 for public ditches. I encourage people to come in and be proactive and get all these things straightened out and come in and talk to us so we can help them before the deadline. Because if you wait till the last minute, there's a good chance we might not be able to help you with this. Our drill, if you're registered to have your site seeded this spring by us, make sure you're prepping your site. Preparation for your site means you should be able to step on it and your footprint doesn't go in more than a half inch. And that's ideal for planting native grasses. And then lastly, we have tree pickup day is this Friday, noon to 4. So just stop down in our barn if you order trees through us.
Okay, that's the site located right across from the baseball field there on Highway 40.
That is correct.
Okay, across from Memorial Field, planting right down there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sounds good. Well, if anybody has any questions on any of the things we've talked about today or anything else dealing with conservation and water there, how can they find you at the Soil and Water Office?
We're just down on the corner of 4075. Feel free to give us a call at 320-598-7321. That's extension 3 for Soil and Water.
Okay, sounds good. And again, if you need some good ideas for Arbor Day or Earth Day, I would just kind of Googling around here while we were chatting a little bit, and there's a lot of good sites. The Arbor Day Foundation has a lot of educational information about Arbor Day and the history of Arbor Day and Earth Day and all that. So if you need some ideas, just get online, find anything you need there.
Yep, exactly.
All right, sounds good. Well, Seth, appreciate you coming in. Wish you a happy Arbor Day and happy Earth Day.
Thank you. You as well.
Seth Gadeus from the Lac Parle Soil and Water Conservation District office on our conservation. Let's see if we get this right here. Conservation this morning here on Q92. I'm going to get that right one of these days.
One day.
I'm going to have to record it so I don't have to say it. All right. Thanks, Seth.
Yep.